We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, chatting with Cliff Williams today, USD 378 Riley County Superintendent. As the school year is moving along, we're almost through the month of September. And one thing that's been going on, before we get into that, let me talk. We just had the September 20th count day pass us by, and I kind of forgot about that because there's so much other stuff going on, but you have some enrollment figures that you can pass along?
Yeah, September 20 is a big day for education. It's when the state officially counts how many kids that you have in your school system. And then there's also what they call weightings, where we get funds for different things like special ed students, transportation, free and reduced meals as it relates to the meal program, vocational ed, and on down the line. And last time we talked, we unfortunately were seeing kind of a trending down in numbers. We did pick up several new kids this year. Overall, we're down about 19 students, which is, you know, something you don't want to see, but it was better than what we anticipated. We're just getting smaller classes. The family size is a little smaller, and that just occurs in schools and kind of goes in cycles. We did, like I said earlier, we picked up some kids from out of district that we'll be helping them learn this year. But overall, we're down again about 19, but we're pleased with the number we have. We're trending with the remote learners, that they're coming from home back to school. We think that's great, and we're excited to get them back. And so we're pretty pleased with where we are on the numbers. Again, every school district would love to see the numbers always going up, but sometimes that creates some hardships too, of the ability to have enough space for them. And this year, we've had to turn some requests for out-of-district kids down, because we've tried to maintain our social distancing, which has been one of our strategies this year for keeping our kids and our staff healthy.
Yeah, I imagine that could create a little bit of a problem. I was just going to ask you if you had to do that, because I don't know if there's a cap on how many students can be in a classroom at a time. Is there a state mandate on that?
There is not. Our districts always try to focus about, you know, maintaining about 20 kids a class. We range from about 12 to 18 right now in our grade school. It seems to be where that number's probably discussed the most. But we feel like, you know, we've got good numbers in each class. We're able to keep as much distancing as possible. We've been fortunate with some of the Sparks funds that we've received from the Fed through our county, that we bought dividers in between, creating that extra division, you know, knocking down if there's any water droplets going back and forth, you know. So we feel like with our protections that we have in place and our current enrollment we've got right now, that we're really in good shape.
Do you worry at all with some of the students coming from out of district that that'll just be kind of a temporary thing, or do you think that they'll be here more long term?
Well, we think it'll probably be a combination of both. Not being arrogant, but we think we really provide a great education, and it's a great family setting, and that really matches the kids, and we hope that they want to stay. We've always had traditionally a pretty good group. This year we're at 108 out-of-district kids that come into us. You know, a lot of that's where maybe family members are living in Manhattan, and but they grew up in Riley County schools and want their kid to have that same experience. And so they come to us. So we've always had a big population, about close to 20%. And we've kind of stayed right in there in that range. I think at a peak, we had 155 kids. So we would love for them to stay. I think every kid we picked up has been a great student, and a lot of really upbeat families. They do some tours with us, doing their homework before they decide to come with us. And so we've been really pleased with them.
Oh, sounds good. Well, one of the great things that's been going on is a new federal program, or I guess not a real new federal program, a continuation of one from the summer, and that has to do with free lunches.
Yes, that was really a blessing. All the districts got notice from the USDA that they were going to extend the summer meal program. Currently, we don't have a summer meal program, so we went through an application. But long story short, we're able right now to be able to give every student enrolled in our schools free breakfast and lunch until the money runs out or the end of the semester in December. So it's been a great blessing for us to help those families, especially those that, you know, maybe their parents have lost their jobs. And, you know, it really adds up, you know, when you got a couple kids and you're buying breakfast and lunch, it's a nice convenience that it's right here. It's a good hot meal. I know our food service staff loves that our numbers go up. They can never serve enough. So it's a great opportunity for our families.
And we're speaking with Cliff Williams, superintendent at USD 378 Riley County Schools. Construction's been ongoing as well in your district.
Yeah, Brandon, you know, you talk about things going fast. It's hard to believe. We're down to less than a year for our completion date. And if you come by, you can really see the fruits of their labor, especially at our grade school. This week, they're getting ready to pour the flooring for our new gymnasium that'll go on the north side. And then on the south side, they've got all the forms up to pour the walls for our storm shelter. We'll be so excited to have that in place. And they've got three phases to this project. There's a package A, B, and C. A is pretty much complete, just wrapping up some little things that a lot of those things are the unseen things where we did the HVAC, the roof, where, you know, the patron can't see that, but they can see a big water tower that we have out there at the high school for fire protection. That process is complete. Package B is what I just discussed earlier with the new classrooms. We'll be removing all the modulars this summer. That'll be the final phase as we have new classrooms to replace them. And then package C is the remodeling where they go in and do a lot of the little things. We've got some ADA compliance that we need to get up to speed in and, you know, painting classrooms, new ceiling, new lighting, some new flooring. We've got some temporary walls that we're able to remove that we had taken a bigger space and divided it in two to have two classrooms. So we're going to expand back to the original site and improve some of the learning formats that we have in there that be able to help the teachers that they have the right structures in place, like in a science room. We'll put some new lab stations that are in there that they can do different experiments and expand that curriculum. So that's very exciting. And then we're hoping a year from this previous August that we have a grand opening. We kind of had to curb our groundbreaking because of the virus. So we're just going to hope that we can have an even bigger open house. And would love for all of our patrons to come in. And please stay tuned to that. And we'll probably talk about it here on the radio show even more.
Yeah, all right. And it's great to see on your website. You have a pretty nice nice website where it has a lot of these photos. So if you want to go check these out on your own time, you can do that. You can see the new roof on the high school, the footings being poured at the grade school. It's a pretty nice feature there.
Yeah, I'd like to thank our board clerk for doing that. She's been great about getting out there. She's actually got a little construction in her family, and so she can really speak the language. I know she's teaching me a few things.
Oh, very good. Oh, that's good to hear. Well, again, the school year rolling right along. Is there anything else we haven't touched on? You want to get out there real quick? Or
just would continue to encourage parents to be patient as all of us work through this. If you have frustrations or concerns, pick up the phone, give us a call. We're trying to do the best we can and try and help. And always go to our website. There's so many things going on for our students. We'd love to see all of our patrons get involved in what our kids are doing. They love to hear, you know, the cheer, the support, and we appreciate everything that everybody has done. They've really been very gracious and kind during these challenging times.
As far, I know some school boards are doing, you know, virtual school board meetings. Are you guys doing that, or is it still in person at this point?
We've still been in person. We've been able to have our social distancing in there, and we're appreciative that people have respected that. They're always welcome to come and observe. We have the ability that we can move to some larger spaces to continue to have that. We do mandate that everybody wear a mask during that time to help prevent the spread, and we appreciate their flexibility.
All right. Raleigh County School Board, and the next meeting will be on October 12th, so be sure to go to their website for more information on that. Cliff, we appreciate the time here today, and we'll talk to you again next month.
All right. Thank you so much, Brandon.
Appreciate it. And stay tuned. We'll hear an update from Linda Tiener from UFM Community Learning Center coming up next.